This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on monthly printing shipments for December 2010. This is being recorded on February 3rd, 2011. Generally, a good report. This is really nice. So open the slide deck and go straight to slide 3. And this was the December report. It was a strong month, $7.5 billion. It's not like it used to be, of course. But it was up 4.9% compared to December of 2009. So for the entire year, we finished up at about 86.7, which is very good because our initial forecast at the beginning of the year was for 82. Shows you how bad 2009 was. And we started the year terribly. For the first quarter, we were down 5.7% on a current dollar basis and almost 8% on an inflation-adjusted basis. We finished up the year at plus 0.9 on a current dollar basis, but we contracted a little bit on an inflation-adjusted basis. But we had 9 consecutive months of current dollar increase. The December shipments were good, as I mentioned. They were up $347 million compared to December 2009, and up on a real basis, $238 million. That was a 3.3% increase. We were asked a question during the year whether or not there would be an election effect, and what we saw, now that we have December in, and since December was so good, that we just had a general rise in print demand. It's not what it used to be. Well, you'll see that from some of the charts, how low we are compared to, for instance, 2008. But it is pretty clear that we've had quite a roller coaster this year, and it was very nice to have good news, of course. Just so you have the information, on a current dollar basis, the second quarter was up 3%, the third quarter was up 2.9%, and the fourth quarter, because of a very, very strong November and December, and October was up, but it wasn't up that much. In fact, on an inflation-adjusted basis, October was actually down. So for the fourth quarter was up 3.6% on a current dollar basis. When we look at this on an inflation-adjusted basis, the fourth quarter was still good compared to what we've been doing over all these years. That was up 2.3%. And for the year, we were down 0.7. So that's quite good. So the first quarter was an absolute disaster. And we did come back as the economy started to come back and some of the budgets were restored. And especially some of the credit card issuers started to use direct mail again and things like that. Things did get better. But we finished at a little bit less than last year on an inflation-adjusted basis. We missed it by about $700 million or $600 million, somewhere in that range. But we were higher than last year, but 2008 was $99.2 billion, and 2010 was 86.7. So we'll see more of that in our charts as they come up. So it's good news because, you know, a lot of the pain is over. We're still expecting contraction in employment in the industry as more and more companies merge, come together, become more efficient and all that. So we think profits are actually going to be pretty good, especially compared to 2010. So that's good. The Canada's shipments were up a little bit compared to the prior month, 824 million, but that was down compared to November of 2009. So that was down 8.2% in Canadian dollars, and 10.4% on an inflation-adjusted basis, and on an exchange rate adjustment, it was up 5.2% and up 2.7% on adjusting for inflation as well. So our forecast for 2011 is basically we're looking for a flat year. It could be a little bit better because the first quarter is not likely to be as much of a disaster as it was early last year. So we're not expecting a repeat of that. We're expecting some fairly favorable comparisons in terms of percentage comparisons to the prior year. So things will look better than they actually are in January, February, and March. And then the comparisons will get a little bit weaker as they get compared to stronger months. So it will turn out okay. One of the things that concerns us is all the technology that's coming to market this year. This is the year of the tablet, and we're going to see some amazing things, especially just after the summer in this particular area. So my advice to printing companies for the last few months as we've gotten into this better period is that treat it as a breathing room and get ready for the next wave of change and use that kind of change in your favor. So let's take a look at our slides. Slide 4, you see the pinkish line with the squares. That's 2010, and you see how good we did compared to 2009, and you see the bad first quarter, so that's there. You also see how the seasonality of our industry has changed a lot. October ain't what it used to be. Slide 5, on an inflation-adjusted basis, that looks good too. But again, you see how we're not close to 2008, and Lord knows we're not close to 2007. And on slide 6, we added the forecast for 2011. This is the statistical forecast that comes from our forecasting models. It's actually forecasting things to be, what's the right way to say it, to be even for a few of the months, but it doesn't seem like it's convinced. It looks like it wants to hug 2009, but not be as good as 2010. We think this forecast is probably wrong, that it's probably under forecasting what the industry will do, but we've always erred on the side of conservatism when we're forecasting sales, because this way, if you forecast in that manner, you're going to, if things are actually better, you're further along on the economies of scale, and your profits will start to show up a lot stronger in that process. But if you over-forecast, you get in trouble because your fixed costs start showing up with a vengeance very, very quickly. So let's go to slide 7. There you can see the difference between the years. So we kind of did a lot like 2009. And then on slide 8, these are our forecasts. You see that we had forecast $85 billion. We finished better than that. We had originally forecast $82. We made our revision toward the end of the summer when things started to look a lot better. But we still missed it, and I'm grateful that we missed it in this particular direction, because our forecast for 2009, we had over-forecast. It was terrible. On the next slide, Canada's chart, you see what's been going on there. Similar patterns as to the U.S., except we have exchange rate issues here affecting many Canadian printers who are typically selling into the U.S. And our forecast is on slide 10, and we're forecasting Canada to come out about 8.8, and our forecasting models are saying 8.9, $9 billion Canadian. So it's we're close. We think the forecast is a little extra strong here. That's it for this month. We're going to have in next month, we're going to revise this presentation a little bit in terms of the graphics and some of our sound and the like. We'll also try to put in some new features here and there. But the most important thing is we will have the final data for December. They're going to revise December's data, and we'll see how it goes. And then we will have also Canada's December data. So it'll be the true year-end picture for 2010. So on slide 11, I want to encourage you to download the presentation that I made at the Print CEO Forum, which was the Turbulent Ride to 2020, and also our latest economic webinar, which was in early December. And just sign in, and then you can view it or download it and listen to it in that particular manner. So we will chat again next month, and I want to thank you very much for subscribing to or listening to our monthly printing shipments report. We'll talk again very, very soon.